to the Podstickers and Punsit podcast, a podcast where three Asian Americans discuss their thoughts on anything and everything. Yay! Welcome to season two.
Yay!
We all are back in Chicago now, and, you know, just kind of hanging out, starting school, all the fun stuff. So we figured we'll do a little short intro, welcome back episode. We can update you guys on things we've been doing the past, how many months is that, like four?
Yeah.
4 months?
It was a long summer break.
Yeah. All things fun and happy. Okay. So, I'm Teresa, and as always, I have with me Janiel.
Hello!
And Caitlin.
Hi!
Okay. So, did you guys do anything exciting this summer?
No, because... I didn't travel still because of the pandemic.
Me too.
Yeah. But anything, what else did you do other than traveling?
Other than no traveling?
Other than no traveling.
My older brother came home for like a few weeks. Oh, we got some snacking going on.
Yes, we have
here.
A little bit of their pumpkin spice Cheerios.
The taste of fall!
Caitlin just finished running and so she needs to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yum yum. Anyways, my older brother came home, so my family had two family parties on consecutive weekends.
Wow.
So that was pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm officially a medical assistant. I passed the exam and I'm looking for a job.
Yay!
We love working and going to school at the
same time.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple jobs, multiple streams of income. I'm an entrepreneur. Just kidding. Anyways, Caitlin?
Well, I started clinicals at the hospital. So I'm working with patients who've had open heart surgery.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. A lot of them like don't know when I go to consult them. They don't know what's happening because they're all like obviously really tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go and like talk to them, but they'll also like be unresponsive. So then I'm like, I'll come back or I'll have the nurses come back.
Mm-hmm.
They're more equipped with that. And I'm also on a volunteer basis. So I'm like, okay,
see you later.
See you. Bye. If you don't want to talk to me, that's okay.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you also...
Yeah, I also took the MCAT. I spent all summer studying for it. I think it went fine. It was like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I had a physics-heavy section, though, which kind of sucked.
No.
But I was like, whatever.
None of us are fans of physics.
No, I am not a physics child.
Not even really in my top three sciences.
No.
Or five, maybe. I don't know how many sciences there are, but not in them. It's at the bottom, kind
of. Yeah, physics is at the bottom for me.
Sorry, physicists.
It's interesting stuff that just don't make sense to me.
I'm like, oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't understand, though.
But that's cool.
That's cool.
I feel like it's stick PChem down there, too. Well, I just didn't have a fun time with PChem.
It's not my favorite stuff.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Adams. Gen Chem.
Gen Chem is wholesome. I wanted my test to be like all Gen Chem, and it wasn't. And I was like,
boo.
Boo. It was like my enzyme kinetics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine, right, Laws? I know them.
It's like, well, if you take the natural log of this, it turns into a line.
I think our non-science fan base has stopped listening.
Sorry.
They're just like, you guys are boring. I don't know. Yeah. It was just hospital clinicals. Studying for MCAT. I stayed here for the summer, but I didn't do anything fun while I was here because everyone else was gone. So
sorry.
I just stayed in my apartment like kind of like a hobbit, like a loser.
That's okay.
A hermit, yes.
Like a crab.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Teresa? You had a lot of adventures.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I spent the first month doing nothing because I was tired.
That's fair.
Which I guess makes sense because I did summer school straight through COVID summer. I had like a week off and then I started summer school.
Yeah, that's right. Oh,
and then I didn't finish until I came back here.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then I had classes for two semesters and then I came home and I said, I'm going to take a break now. And then I went to, where did I go? Oh, I went to Egypt.
Yay!
For a diving trip. Yeah, nothing very educational there. Just having fun. I mean, I guess I got advanced scuba certification and stuff like that.
That's cool.
And I got to learn about using increased percentages of oxygen, I think, in my like air blend, you know, instead of like it being like certain percent nitrogen, certain percent oxygen, they like
they play around with it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Interesting.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see some cool tombs with like the hieroglyphs and stuff.
Ooh.
We went to like the Valley of the Kings, and Caitlin is still dropping Cheerios. But yeah, it's like, and then I came back, and then I worked for $0.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah, at a vet clinic, like shadowing, I guess, and then a necropsy lab. Well, comparative pathology lab is the official name for it.
Oh, I love pathology.
Yeah. Mm. It was kind of fun.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Also got to see all the little babies.
Oh yeah, your cute family.
My cute little babies, both of them.
With the squishy cheeks.
Yeah, Chonkies.
Aww. I love Chonkies.
I do like Chonky squishy cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of drinking, Janelle turned 21.
Yay! That is true.
I forgot we had a party like right before
end of
summer.
The day before school started.
Mm-hmm.
And we made two different types of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
What was the first one?
Strawberry daiquiri.
Great. And
blueberry mojito.
Oh, yes. The strawberry daiquiri did not turn out super well.
The amount of rum labeled in the recipe is just too much.
Yeah.
Well, and it tastes better as a regular smoothie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was like, it wasn't frozen enough, too, because we had to thaw it a little bit.
That's true. It was still kind of frozen.
Mm-hmm. But I think if it was more frozen, it'd be better. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was really good, though.
The other one was really good. We did lessen the amount of alcohol, and I thought it was extremely tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It was very sweet. Another.
Yes. It had blueberries in it.
But responsibly.
Of course.
It was like a drink and then a water, and then drink and water. And we all ate before or while we were drinking. So it was all good.
And none of us were hungover the next day for classes.
Yep, we all went to class perfectly fine.
Yay! Yeah. I just was really tired anyway.
Oh yeah, we were tired at like 9.
Oh yeah.
And we're like, alright, this seems like a good time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good night. Good night.
We played games, but Janelle and I played Uno before when everyone left. We did not play Uno correctly.
We just played it. And also with two people, the like switcheroo card and the skip card. It's just like, okay.
You know another one that, what's that one on the
Heads
phone?
Up?
Yeah. I saw somebody playing it on one of the train stations the other day. And I was like,
that's a fun game to play.
At the train?
Yeah.
Because you're bored.
Yeah, that's cute. It was cute though. But yeah, eventful summer. All of us did lots of fun and not so fun things. But this is all our last year in university.
OMG.
So, thoughts on being seniors?
That's what I wrote in the notes.
Yeah.
It's fine right now for me. Like, it's always like the first, because we just had our first week, and it's always, for me, the first week is like, oh, everything's fine right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like most of my professors right now, and the work and stuff. I'm like, wow, I understand the stuff. It's pretty cool. But somewhere along, like, the third or fourth week is when I'm like, let's rethink this. You feel the same?
Yeah, I feel like the thought of being a senior will hit me once I finally apply for graduation. I still need to do that.
Oh, shoot.
It's due in October. Yeah, I know. We have it on our calendar back at the apartment. I'm like, I gotta do it.
When does it do?
It's like October.
First date. When FAFSA's due.
Yeah, when FAFSA's due.
They do it on purpose. But, yeah, I feel like, yeah, once we get closer towards the end where I'm like, it's time.
That's true. That's
I am here to ascend and be an adult.
Ascend? Where?
I don't know.
To adulthood.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm kind of excited for a gap year because I want to try, like, just working, like, a 9-to-5, like, doing... I just want to, like, see what it's like. And then I'll probably, like, throw myself back into school and be like, okay, I'm done.
Spoiler alert. The 9-to-5 life is not very fun. It's but it's game. Definitely different than school.
Yeah, it's different from school.
Yeah. So I think just because of that, It's a nice change.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of my older cousins, actually, because, like, I'm the youngest on my dad's side.
Mm-hmm.
Or technically my brother is, but, you know. Like, they are like, oh, yeah, because they were talking to me about being a senior, and they're like, oh, and you're going to start working, maybe? And I was like, yeah, probably for just the gap, but then I'm going back to school again, but then work again. And they're like, yeah, it's just, like, really weird sometimes that, especially some of them just got out of school, and so they're like, you know, you just wake up and you're like, no school. But it's just replaced by something else.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I feel like it's kind of almost the same. But it's not studying.
Yeah, it's not studying.
Unless, like, you have, like, most jobs have work that comes home with you. Like, stuff like that. Like, I don't know, for example, like, being a teacher or stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or, like, if you need to chart outside of work, then that stuff comes home with you. But yeah, it's not like you're studying to do something later. And I was like, oh, that's different. I'm always studying.
Mm-hmm. Always studying, always reading.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Always reading.
I can't wait to be done with philosophy.
No, I know. I started.
I'm sorry, philosophy lovers. I can't.
It's like, it's interesting, but I don't like reading like 50 pages a night in order to contribute to class.
I agree. I do think, like, the stuff they talk about is interesting. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, I do think, I was like, that is something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but I'm glad someone already thought about it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to
I'm just here to
talk about it, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, what do you think? And I'll be like, this. But I don't want to read about someone else talking about it for so long.
Me
please
too.
Keep it to a minimum.
Yeah, like 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or 2.
Just please be concise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the philosophers just be like, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing.
But, like, the thing is, like, I liked the symposium when we read it for honors, but that was because it was, like, a funny topic.
It was
like
a story
just,
kind of,
yeah,
too.
I like it when philosophies are, like, stories. So I'm like, oh, I get this.
Yeah.
It's more entertaining for me.
It was about Aristotle, but, like, it wasn't written by him, right?
It was about, like, love and Socrates,
oh,
and then the guy was like, we're connected.
It was, like, in a play format.
Yeah,
it
was
really, like, oh, this person says this.
Right.
And then,
yeah.
It was easy to read.
Yeah. All I know is Socrates was on that neighbor's porch for, like, half of it.
You just sit in there.
You're just staring off space.
It was cute.
It was my favorite.
And then there's the one that we just had to read. It's like Aristotle on deliberation.
Yeah, actual Aristotle.
It was just like paragraphs of him being like, well, this is not really like this.
But what if?
It could be like this. And then he's like, no, not really.
So that means is this. Like
yeah.
I think the way.
It's the Socratic method.
Yeah.
Where
he talks it out like, there. And then he talks it out. And
but
I'm
it's
like,
just like,
sir.
Sometimes I get confused.
Yeah, because then I'm like, oh, he's saying this, but then he's like,
no,
actually,
he's
this should not be so. And then I'm like,
no.
I was like, okay, that's fine.
I have to erase.
Erase, just go back.
My notes.
Yeah. We have the Google Doc, and I was reading it, and it's like, Caitlin writes something, Jill says, is that what he meant? And it should be like, wait, I think it's this.
It's,
and
yeah.
Then I'll be like, oh, I thought it was this.
Classic
philosophy.
And then none of us know the actual answer.
Yeah.
We're like, well, we all have our own ways of seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I like
mm-hmm.
I think I said that in, like, my, because our professor made us do, like, a little intro forum post.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, one thing I heard about philosophy is that, like, there's so many different ways to seeing it. And TBH, I don't really like that. But I do like thinking deeply about certain things,
mm-hmm.
which is philosophy. So I was like,
Yeah.
This is true. I don't know how I feel about being a senior.
Yeah.
Weird being on campus.
Yes.
We're back in
person. We are back in person with the masks.
Mm-hmm. And it's weird seeing the freshmen. They seem so different.
They seem cooler than me.
They seem cooler, but they're also so like excited.
Yeah.
And you're like,
I'm dead inside.
They'll be talking like, oh yeah, like, this place is so cool, and like I went down to this train stop last weekend, and it was and I'm like, whoa.
And they're like, have you guys gone to the Stacks? Like, they just talk about, I don't know, places on campus that already we've been to, and around the campus, and we're like, yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. I get that. I feel
you.
That's funny.
It feels old.
Really, I went to this train stop. That's so accurate.
Yeah. That's very accurate.
Yeah.
They're like, I just took a casual trip too.
And I'm like, cool.
Cool.
Yay.
You figured out the train system.
I'm glad you have free time.
Yes.
Do it while you have it.
Yes, do it while you have it. Mm-hmm. Your free time, especially for the honors kids, is about to go down. Mm-hmm. They don't know.
Goodbye. Also, this is unrelated, but we still have to get pho.
It's starting to get colder too.
Perfect. Fall season, pho season.
That was a good one.
Fall season, pho season.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm so excited.
I'm very excited.
Oh yeah. But for me, the classes in person, it's still weird because like it's like, yeah, we're in person, we're wearing masks, but the social distancing is
Non-existent.
And I'm like, I am trying my best.
Yeah.
I like barely drink water now because I know they say that you can drink water, but I just am like, no. And then I'm like, oh, I'm so dehydrated.
Yeah.
I have once drink water in class, but I don't know why. I'm like, I can. It's not like people are gonna sneeze into my face as I drink water. But yeah, I was like, I need to be hydrated, but I keep forgetting that I can drink water.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, which is weird.
Same, because I usually drink a lot of water, but now like with the mask on my face,
I'm not drinking water.
Yeah.
Me too.
One day I'm just gonna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first day on campus when I saw all those people, it was like culture shock. I was like,
where did all these people come from?
Yeah, that freaked me out. I like walked out of like one of the buildings, and it was like the passing period when everybody was outside. And I was just like,
and cause,
like, please.
Yeah, I said, oh no, there's too many people.
Yeah. They all dress differently now than how I dressed as a freshman. Like, my outfits were definitely not like that. And I was like,
they dress so cool now.
Yeah, they're so cool now. They all know what's up. And I'm like, I'm just gonna walk by with my sweatpants.
No, you've been wearing your cute mom jeans. We got mom jeans to be hip with the kids.
Yes, we did.
We're trying to be cute for the first week at least.
It's about to drop
the
real
first
soon.
2 weeks.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
We'll see how much.
I'll look nice for our club meetings and then it's like.
Okay. Maybe what we should try to do is we have to look nice at least once a week.
I like
my
that.
My day I have no class.
No! Wait, actually, yeah, that could be.
Wait.
I feel like that was the one day I didn't dress up.
It I liked your shirt though. It was cute.
What did I wear?
Your cactus.
That's true.
Teresa and I don't have class on Friday, so we're able to like do things.
We can yeet out.
Sorry,
it's okay. I like my class.
Yeah, don't remind us.
Yeah.
Janelle has a fun honors class.
Speaking of classes, we got.
Okay, our honors class isn't that bad.
It's just not as
exciting and interesting as Janelle's.
Because we were all going to be in the same class. It was like a physics and music type class, like mashed together. We were all going to do it together. But then they changed the time. And Caitlin has a lab. And I have another music class during that time. And they're both major classes that like are required to take. So then we had to switch to a different honors class. And Janelle always gives us updates about all of her classes. And all the
just
cool
that
things
class.
They do.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
just
all,
every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, he did this today. And then they're like, ah.
Yeah.
Because obviously, Teresa and Caitlin know more about music than I do by playing an instrument for much more than I like sang in technically.
Mm-hmm.
I sang
mm-hmm.
like technically with proper technique and stuff for like 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped. So now I'm like, I know things about the stuff
right.
he's talking
mm-hmm.
about. But I'm sure all of the other stuff he talks about, like professional music, and like he'll talk about other stuff. Like, I don't know that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll be like, this is this. And I was like, oh, I only know that just a little bit. And I was like, they would be so happy here.
We would be thriving.
I'm crying.
Yeah. I cry for you as well.
Instead, we're learning about...
It's like an engineer class.
Yeah, the paper... What is the article we're reading right now?
It's whether or not
like,
people should pay for federally funded research.
Yeah,
so access to the papers.
Academic journals
mm-hmm.
and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like an interesting thought to talk about, but how they like lay it out is really
I don't like how they present the information.
Yeah, the presentation is not good.
It's mm-hmm. just like, oh, by the way, this other article says this. Oh,
yeah.
And this. Oh, and this. And I'm like, what
just
happened?
I
just
start skipping it. At least for this reading, I don't know if you noticed, she like underlined some of the important stuff, so I just wrote that down. And I was like, that's
oh, did
it.
She really?
Yeah. She forgot to erase
I
it.
I love when they do that sometimes. I'm like, okay.
I was like,
yeah,
that's the important parts.
Yeah.
Oh, Caitlin and I are in a class together with our other roommate, and we thought it was going to be about one thing.
Oh, yeah.
Caitlin was like, oh.
It's
like,
not.
It's not.
It's
not.
It's
like,
a lot easier.
It's easier
oh,
than what
it is.
But it was because it was something that her and T learned in their biochem 2, which
mm-hmm.
I didn't take, and is also not a
oh,
prerequisite for
this.
The class. They were like, oh, we learned about this. And they were like, oh, he'll probably have to, like, go over it, but, like, don't worry, we'll help you. And I was like, cool. I have no idea what it is. And then we get into class, and it's about, like, lab techniques, basically.
Yeah,
to
just
do,
lab techniques.
To study, like.
That's it?
Yeah. And to study, like, proteins.
It's really easy.
And I was like, oh.
I'll be in the class.
Come join.
It's like the stuff we've talked about, like, we know already
mm-hmm.
most of the things. So we'll see how it goes like,
yeah.
later. But I'm like, oh, okay, it's fine.
Yeah,
I was
it's
like,
fine.
It's not like biochem. Like, it's not like you're learning that stuff. It's just the technique. And I was like, oh, cool.
That's kind of.
And then you just have to know the protein structure. But I was like,
oh,
yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, man. So that was fun. Came into class and I was like, oh, that's not what this is.
Mm-hmm.
But I am
yeah.
fine with it.
Mm-hmm. It was funny just sitting there because I was like, I already know all this.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sit here.
I just write notes just because.
Good job.
What about you, Teresa? How are all your music classes?
Yeah, I'm not taking any science classes this
yeah,
semester.
You're not.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes me sad because all the other classes are reading intensive.
I know.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's like I switched out the science classes for the
reading.
Yeah. But they're okay. It's just like a lot of like busy work type stuff.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, for one of my music classes, they're like, oh, you have to find, like, a nonprofit music business in Chicago area and then, like, make a YouTube, like, video about it. I'm like, sir, do you not understand that? I don't even know how to use my computer properly most of the time, let alone make a video.
Hi, movie.
Yeah.
Are you going to have to, like, go down to the place and, like, ask them if you can record
yeah,
there?
No. It's just, like... I think it's just, like, an information
oh,
video
okay.
on it. So I don't know if I need to email them and, like, ask about
that could literally just be a PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
You think I haven't thought about it?
You said, hold on.
Yeah.
You just go on Zoom and you, like, present your PowerPoint.
Yeah.
The video. And your, like, faces
good.
And everything.
That'd be fun.
You know, we had someone do that for the extra credit music video we had for Orgo.
Oh, yeah.
It was basically
yeah.
just a PowerPoint. But, like, of the lyrics
yeah.
of their song.
That's
like,
what
that
I'm thinking
works.
I do. I just record myself doing a PowerPoint.
Amazing.
There you go.
And then me talking.
It's...
Yeah. And we have some moving graphics sometimes.
Ooh,
oh,
yes.
They go.
Yeah.
They go like in a loop-de-loop.
I used to do that.
Those were so fun. Also, do you remember on PowerPoint you could like draw the path?
Yes.
Yes.
And
I used to do that.
Sometimes people would just go. Bah! And they like make like squiggles. So they click next. And their picture would spontaneously go, bah! And that's not, like, a good audio description for the listeners.
No.
But anyways, it went in, like, zigzag squiggles, like, chaotic movement.
like a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. And I was like, why?
Because I was in like fourth grade and I was like, why?
Yeah.
just because you can.
Once kids like discover the transitions, you gotta put a new one for every single slide. No consistency.
Yeah,
just consistency. No.
Just a new one
every single time. Slide.
Oh, and I like the text. Yeah. Can bounce in, slide in, blinds in.
Mm-hmm. I liked the paper airplane one where they like took the slide and just went.
I never had
a paper airplane.
I'm doing that.
I liked the one where it was the cube, so it would go like
it would back up and then move to the next one
on the other
that
side.
That one was cool.
So much memories.
I have so many ideas now. Guys, there's like definitely people who actually make videos in our class. Because one of the people, we had to do videos for like our like ensemble classes last year, and his was like really good. Like they were playing outside,
The
wind was blowing, and they had all these like nature shots.
And I was like, I love this a good looks nature like
a
shot.
Real, a music video.
Like music video, and then there's gonna be like
point that goes
But yeah, that's really it. I'm doing some other lab work, but I guess that's kind of science.
Oh, yes.
But no real science classes until next semester.
Oh, okay. But what are you doing next semester?
I want to take, what is it called? Comparative anatomy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was
cute.
Thinking about taking evolution this semester, but it doesn't fit with my class schedule.
Of course.
And then I was like, I could take cell bio, but I was like, do I really want to? Do I really care about cell biology that much?
It's up to you.
Not really.
You need it for med schools, but yeah.
No, you don't.
Really?
Med school prereqs are very general. They're more general than vet school. It's like, because what they're trying to do is they're trying to open it up to a wider diversity of applicants.
That's true.
So like they only require like the basic science
like
classes.
Gen bio, gen chem.
Yeah, orgo, like stuff like that, physics.
Dance.
Yeah.
So that
goodbye.
Like, my
there might be some schools that require
if they like really value those types of applicants, but then again, like you said, you would kind of get the same types of people. So then I'm like,
yeah. So yeah, that's something to look into. Maybe I will have to take cell bio next semester.
Depends on where you want to apply.
That's true.
Yeah.
To school. It's honestly, cell bio for me was just a memorize it class. So
yeah, see, I hate classes like that.
Yeah, I know. And that's what that's what I've heard from like other med students that like med school is basically like a memorize it class
The first 2 years is just book work and memorizing.
So
and then
just
after that,
shove
it
all
fun.
In your brain. Yeah.
But the first 2 years,
I like
suffering.
Hanging out with patients.
Yeah, I like the real contact.
I'm like, yo, you can argue with me all you want, but I'm still gonna make you do this. I'm in charge. Okay.
Apply to schools that work with you. You don't have to work for the college. You
for the school.
Yes.
Or to school.
You just do what you gotta do. Uh-huh. Or what you have. And then you'd be like, well, here are my options.
Me options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Any other updates? Any other fun things planned?
We saw the movie!
Oh, yeah!
Can we talk about this? We can talk about it later.
Yeah.
But we went and saw.
It's too early to do, like, a news. Because then we can't talk about. We're talking about Shang-Chi.
Yeah, I went to see it. I had low hopes for it, and I came out with expectations exceeded.
Yay!
Funny.
Yeah.
As expected of a Marvel movie.
I liked it a lot more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm. I saw it with my parents on Saturday also.
Oh! Which is Janelle saw twice.
But it still was good.
It was still good. I texted Caitlin actually during the movie. I was like, I just noticed that the dad is wearing dad sandals. Like, he's wearing, like, a nice shirt and, like, slacks, and then it's, like, the
dad sandals.
Sandals.
That's my dad!
Like,
that's very,
that's fun. That was really cute. But, yeah, it was cute. I highly recommend you see
We'll talk about it in a later episode.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
Yay.
But,
yeah.
Anything else?
No, we're doing clubs.
Oh, yeah, our clubs.
You're in charge of clubs.
Oh, we are in charge of clubs.
So that's the other thing. Even though we're not taking too many classes this semester,
we still
we have a lot of stuff.
We still have a lot of done. Extracurriculars that need working on.
One of them we said we'll work on later.
Yeah, Caitlin and I have a meeting for our club that we're in charge of.
We started our own club. I didn't see the other one, the one for the international students. I tried finding them. So I think we're the only Chinese club. So we are the dominant one. We made it out of the warring states period. We are the ones.
Oh my.
But yes, there's been a lot of
work
stuff going on.
Yeah, we've been working on it a lot.
Events that we have to plan. Anything else interesting happening?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
I think that's about it.
I think that's about it too.
I think that wraps up this episode. Hopefully you guys enjoyed. It's a little chaotic, but
little.
You know, as to be expected for our first
podcast
back in like 4 months. But follow us on Instagram at Podstickers and Punsit to stay up to date and get sneak peeks of our next episodes. And if you have any questions or things you want us to talk about, you can send them in via our Google form, which we have linked in our Instagram bio. And we will answer them and address them in any future podcast. Sorry. New episodes come out every Friday. And if you like this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends and family.
Yes.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Bye.